Okay, so as I said earlier, my topic today really came out of just the idea that we're bringing on so many new people and we're really focusing on business building today. So I decided to just title it, Just Sign Up an All-Star, Now What? So I have a brand new business builder, and it doesn't, and I know I use the word all-star in the title, but I'll first premise it on, there are going to be people out there that potentially can't afford to buy the all-star pack, and those are the people that if they can't afford to buy the all-star pack and be on automatic order for $100 every single business period, then bring them in at the $100 level, because the automatic order is the sum and substance, the most important part of that aspect of the business. You want to make sure everybody gets it clear. You take these products every single day, because if people aren't taking the products every day, I don't really want to do business with somebody that doesn't believe highly enough in their own products that they're not taking it, right? I mean, you want to make sure you're on the products every day and you're dedicated to it, because that's also going to be what's producing results for you and your health and how you feel and your attitude and everything else. And as I tell everybody I meet, I can't imagine going a day without Amber Toast. I mean, with all the science that's behind it, you better believe I have Amber Toast in my body every single day. So, and I love sharing that science and that opportunity with people in terms of a health perspective, but people need to be equally engaged in the health aspect as well. So let's talk about what do we do with a brand new business builder. And today it's a little different world because we just introduced a three-point plan. Of course, we're carrying it out, fully implementing it. I've already started Achiever Counseling and everything else with my group, and they are starting Achiever Counseling with their organization as well. So this is getting full implementation. And when we look at that, it changes a little bit some of the things we talk about, language we use. And when you sign up a brand new person, and, of course, today I'm not going to review with you the administrative things, because we all have a checklist that we've built, whether it's a checklist about, you know, making sure you're on automatic order, success trackers, looking at the websites, understanding where materials are. That I'm not reviewing. I'm going to let you guys, because all of you can figure out how to do that with people. That's just put on your checklist of the administrative tasks, making sure they're on auto order, all those things. But today I want to talk about what you're going to do as a leader. I have a new person. I'm a leader. What do I do? How do I inspire them? How do I help them take the best steps to be effective? And the three main things with the three-point plan, this is where it comes out of, is the fact that you want your new people to have fun. You want them to tell stories. And you want them to stay close to their upline, and that's to you. You should be talking to these people every single day. I mean, a brand new all-star, you want to be on the phone and talking, okay, what's our next step? When are we meeting? What's our going to be doing? How have you gotten this done? When can I come over to help you build your 100-day contact list? All these things should be, it's almost like a buddy system that you develop. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing the business, because people need to have support. They're brand new. A lot of people never have done this kind of business before. Some have, and they've failed miserably. And one of the reasons is they didn't have support. So be the support that you wish you would have had or they wish they would have had. Be there for them. So have fun, tell stories, stay close to upline. Very important. And having fun means you don't walk in with 25 papers and have them fill out 25 papers on what they need to do. We'll talk about setting goals in a minute, but a lot of times I think I tended to overwhelm some people as they first got started, and they get stuck in the mire of getting started instead of really getting started. So this has been kind of an education for me to kind of stay back off some of that and go into the things that are most important from day one. What's most important? Number two, I said support them in understanding why, and not their why. That comes later. But why people will want to join them in this incredible opportunity. And some of the things that I love to talk about, I love to throw around statistics. So I came up with three sets of statistics that I'm using prolifically and just helping people with terminology so they can start understanding why somebody would want to do this. Because if they don't understand why somebody would want to do the business, their belief system is shot. You have to help boost that belief system that they have that this is really an incredible opportunity for anyone out there today. So there's three statistics that I use. Avoid the famous 40-year plan. And we've heard about that. You know, I heard about it 10, 15 years ago. We used to do it all the time, but guess what? We stopped doing it. Why did we stop doing it? I don't know, because something else came out of Manatech, something else came along, and we started replacing everything that was working. And I think that's one of the problems that's happened in North America with Manatech, is so many people stopped doing the things that work. They threw everything out, you know, the baby with the bathwater, and what happened is we now are kind of stuck on, okay, what do we do? And a lot of people are just throwing their hands up going, what do we do? Well, this is something that always worked. I mean, when you find somebody who's working that famous 40-year plan, oh, great, so you're going to work 40 hours per week, and a lot of people are working 80 hours a week or 60 hours a week today, but you work 40 hours a week for 40 years just to retire at 40% of your pay. That's a 40-year plan. Did you see your parents do that? Did you see your grandparents do it? Is that what you want to do? Is that called freedom? Is that going to give you the ability to freely express yourself and fulfill the dreams that you have? Of course not. So who wants to be a part of that? Number two, government statistics say that 80% of employees don't like their jobs and feel unfulfilled. 80%. So do you want to be in the 80%? Or would you rather be fulfilled? Would you rather be doing something that absolutely fulfills you, drives you, and completes you as a person, allows you to achieve the dreams that you once had? And then the third one, statistics that I like to use are, by the age of 65, these are government statistics, 96% of Americans are either dead or dead broke. Three are financially set, and only one is wealthy. Those statistics are horrific, right? I mean, when you start looking at, you walk around and there's 100 people, random 100 people, only one of them will be wealthy when they retire. Three of them will be financially sound, so they're not dependent on others, so they've somehow managed to build enough cash flow that they can manage. But the rest are dead or dead broke. And the worst part of it is who are we listening to today? Are you listening to the 1%? Or are you listening to the 96%? So those are just some ideas for you to work with people so they really understand why you want to be in this business. Because statistics sometimes grab people more than, well, because I want to live my dreams, I want unlimited income. We use all this terminology that's become kind of trite in the network marketing industry. True, but they've heard it over and over again. So I think when you start tying it down to actual real-life statistics, you're probably getting a better opportunity to open their eyes than you would if you just throw the time freedom, financial freedom, fulfill your dreams. I mean, how many times that we've heard that over and over again? So just some ideas for you to help. And a lot of this came out of the South Africans. They brought a lot of these things up again to me that are so impactful for them, and I kept thinking, why did we stop using them? So I'm putting them in the outline today to open your eyes, hopefully, to them as well. Set goals. So how did we traditionally set goals? Well, I used to have a goal sheet, 6 different categories, 3 goals in each one, and I'd have people sit down and I'd have to talk to them about income goals and Manatech goals and leadership goals, and because I wanted well-rounded people and all these kind of things. Well, I think sometimes we might get so overwhelming in the early stages that our first week and a half or 2 weeks working with somebody, they might feel a little drowned in this whole concept. I think those things are all great. I think they need to be done, but do they have to be done in the first couple of weeks? I'm going to suggest no. I'm taking a new approach on this. I really want my people for goals. I want to stay focused on their goals for their Manatech business and their cash flow, because I think that's why they're getting involved. They want to grow this business. They're not thinking about it. And you know, a month from now, maybe after they get to the regional or something, and I start seeing it happen, I said, you know what? Let's look at really bigger goals for your life and maybe start focusing on it down the road. But right out of the box, I want them to really get their set focus on what I want to accomplish with my Manatech business. Because many of the other goals that they set, they really don't have the time freedom or the money freedom to do some of those things in those first 6 months to 12 months anyway. We need to help them build the vision that they have in their life about this is going to be, you know, create the financial freedom, time freedom that will allow them to achieve those other goals. So I'm staying focused today on short term. I want them to look at, hey, I want to definitely earn the team bonus and maybe RD status in their first month, their first business period that they're active, right? And then ND in 4 to 6. They might get there earlier. AD and 8 to 12, PD and 12 if they really want to get going, but that kind of those kind of concepts about how they grow their business, depending, again, on whether they're doing it part-time, full-time, how much time they're dedicated to giving it. But I want to get a realistic approach to them about how to work this business, and if I'm working side-by-side with them, that I believe they can hit these goals in that period of time. But staying focused on shorter term, in other words, 12 months versus 5 years from now, 10 years, I want to stay in that first 12 months. What do we really want to accomplish in this business? And stick to this business. What income level and what leadership levels? And both are driven equally, right? Because if you don't get to leadership levels, you're not going to hit an income level because of the way Manitech's compensation plan works. So stay focused on short term. Secondly, their why. This is where I go into what is your why for doing this? And notice I put the language in there that I heard from Bo over the weekend. I said, once you have your why, we have the system. I love that language because I think you can actually use that in prospecting as well. And people, like when you sit down and you look at somebody, we have the system. That's a very strong, powerful statement. And with a three-point plan, wow, am I all in on that. Prior to that, I'm not sure which direction I'd be building different charts and doing different things. And, of course, this is how I grow and find your four and help them get their four. And somehow I kept doing that for years and years. And it worked really well when everybody wanted to sign up just because the products were so terrific. But when you start doing the business plan, it really wasn't working very well with people. Ever since the Texas AG came and kind of quashed us on the product sharing, it wasn't working. I think this three-point plan is awesome because it shows how we build together. We all build together. That taproot is everybody's taproot, and it gives everybody that 65% leg that gets them to, you know, their leadership levels. So how much fun is that? It's just a great concept. So I love to talk about that because we have the system. Once you have your why, we have the system. And then Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, is one of my favorite books today. In fact, I had a relatively new guy come to my house last week, and I gifted him the book because I want him to start with that. I want him to get it really clear. Until you have your why, I don't care what system you have. It's important to start with why. And one of my favorite CDs that I like to give people to listen to is Make the Switch audio, which is the one that Darren Hardy did that. Anyway, it's a great one. It talks about how, you know, what's going to make you cross over a ladder across to a burning building. I mean, there's just some great substance in there about networking our industry, why you're involved, to build your strength and your belief system in the business as well. You really want to have them doing that. So the other book that I love is How to Be the Best in Network Marketing. How to Be the Best in Multi-Level by John K. Lynch. And you can find that one as well. But, you know, part of the reason I put these in here and the setting goals and getting them started on materials is because the whole concept of TOMS, Tools of the Month system, which is part of the South Africa plan, we call it the Championship Series because we get the Success Tracker magazine. I want them right away to be in, getting the idea that we're going to be educational. Sorry. We're going to be doing things from now until, whenever in your life, as long as you're in Manitech, I want you to be reading books and listening to audios. And if I start them off early on, I think we set the stage for that. So that's why I think it's important that right out of the box we figure out what we want them to read day one. And some of you have other ideas. There are some great lists out there. Manitech's putting out one, I believe, as well, book list. So you can pick and choose which ones are most important for you. I just think the why is really important. And, again, I love John Kalich's book. And the reason I loved it, because it totally changed my life in network marketing. I didn't read it until I was in network marketing for about 5 months after stumbling all over myself for about 5 months. Then I read his book, and all of a sudden it turned the light switch on for me. Sorry, people, I still have that little bug in my system. I haven't shook, kind of congestive. So pick what you want, but stick with it. Be be part of that game, be in the game, be in the work. Don't load them up with 5 books or 10 CDs to read in their first month. That's not going to work because you're going to keep them busy doing all that instead of what they need to be doing. All right, so that takes care of setting the goals. Next, we go on to the four core. And, you know, J.P. Koster did this at the presidential meeting at ManaQuest. And when he went through this, to me, I just said, you know, we used to do this all the time, and somehow it's fallen off the wayside. And I had a discussion with a couple of people in my organization about that. And I think, number one, because we're not signing up as many business builders as we used to sign up. But number two, we've kind of gotten off track with different materials. You know, we get the different materials from different sources that talk about the four core, and they go different directions. And we're losing the critical importance of this, the absolute, and how to around it. Because I don't, for me, I haven't been as crisp as I needed to be in these categories. So that's why I wanted to bring it up today on the training call, because I think some of the people in the field might feel the same way. You haven't had the four core system down in a significant way for your business for so long. It's time to relook at it and really start implementing it. Every single time you sign somebody up, you want to implement those four core trainings because they're so crucial. And here's the concepts that were developed by the South Africans, which I love so much, that got me back entrenched in being disciplined about it, which is, A, prepare the contact list. Now, your contact list, we always know, you know, and you've been trained on this 100 times, that when you build a contact list, you need at least 100 names. And we know why that's true, because if you put down 10 names and the first 4 people say no, you just lost 40% of your business prospects. And people view that, and then they think it's not going to work. You don't ever want a new person to ever, ever think in their head, this isn't working or it's not going to work. I mean, what a joke. You know, when you look at the statistics in network marketing, what do you mean it doesn't work? It's produced the most millionaires out of any other business model over the last 40 years. So does it not working, really? And they start giving them the statistics of how many people are in it, how many billions of dollars go through, are sold through network marketing on an annual basis today. I mean, it's overwhelming. And I put some of that information later on the outline to help you as well. But the idea is that you don't want people to get caught up in it's not going to work, because if they think it's not going to work, their belief system is going to run their life. Your belief system runs yours. Theirs will too. So we want to keep bolstering that belief system by having 100 names. Guess what happens? They don't get discouraged if 5 or 10 people say no, because they still have 95 or 90 left, right, on their first initial list. Okay, so you want to make sure that they build at least 100 names in that first list. You want to sit down and build it with them. I can't remember the last time I did that, but I'm going to do it every time now. There's no excuse. Take the time to sit down and build it with them. Some of you say, well, how do we do it long distance? Do it over the phone or Skype or something, and just help them. Be with them. That doesn't mean you have to be with them, you know, but the first 50 or 60 or 70 names, get a roll going with them. Get them started. Get a momentum. Talk about the people, the kinds of people. Get, you know, of course, a memory jogger, all those things. But you participate in that activity with them. You want to make sure they're also focusing on the aces in the deck, because who are we looking for? We're looking for everybody to get started on the products. But the ones that are going to take you from where you are today to Platinum Presidential are going to be the aces in the deck. So who are the people that intimidate you? That's what I ask people. Are there people that you know that intimidate you? They're so powerful and so effective. And they go, yeah, I know a lot of those people, but I'm not going to put them on my list. I go, why not? So remember, when you're asking here, you want to find out who intimidates them. Who are people that are so high power, they put them, you know, the terminology in the industry in the past has been the chicken list. You want those on this list. You're asking 100 people they know, not who they're going to feel comfortable approaching with Manatech, but who do you know? And never let them ever worry about what somebody else would think. Because are there people out there that are negative about network marketing? Yeah. Will there always be those kind of people? Yeah. Are there people out there negative about lawyering? Oh, yeah, that was my first profession. Let me tell you how many people were negative about that one. I think more than are negative about network marketing, right? But the idea is that don't let other people control your position on an issue. Why are you giving up yourself? This is a phenomenal business, produced phenomenal results. Most millionaires over the last 40 years of any other business model, I mean, billions of dollars in sales, and you're going to let somebody else who has, you know, a belief system that's different from yours? And you can help them with that. I mean, that's part of how to respond to objections. I love to work on that, and that's part of the discussion today. But you want to make sure that right out of the box, when they're building that, not thinking about or worrying about what somebody else will think about when they approach them. Those are the exact people you want to highlight after they build that, because those are probably some of your greatest winners you're going to get from this in this organization. And when the contact list is done and you build it with them, you're going to help them start calling immediately. And the whole concept is you start contacting and inviting because you want to schedule the home parties, the one-on-ones, the meeting to meeting. You jump from meeting to meeting to meeting, whatever that looks like. But you want to start making connections with them, with them. Because they don't know how to call up a person and say, right? You got to teach and train all of these things. All of these are skill sets. Building the concept contact list is a skill set you want to develop. And you want them to develop, because what are they going to do next? When they see your concentration and your effectiveness and your focus on this, what are they going to do with their brand new person that comes on board? The same thing. You're teaching and training them on how to do the business. Not how they're going to do the business. That's how what you sometimes focus on, but how they're going to do the business moving forward. That's why you do it with everybody. You're consistent. Don't get in the sloppy bad behavior that, well, this guy knows how to build a list. He's been in networking before. You want to be there with them. Be consistent in your behavior. Okay, prepare a contact list. So that's that. B is contact and invite. You know, a lot of people say never talk to strangers. You want to make sure that you highlight to everybody who gets started. Now that's become moot. In other words, non-existent. We no longer exist. We talk to everyone. We love strangers. I probably, at the Balloon Festival, I don't know, Lydia, how many did I talk to? 50 maybe? 50 different people I carried conversations with. That was great. And it was blistering heat, but it was great to talk to 50 different people there. And I just went up to strangers, talked to everybody, chatted with them. It was fun. Some I didn't even mention Manatech. I didn't even bring it up. I was just having a good time. And it was just about reading people and seeing their receptiveness. But majority of them, of course, I did talk a little bit about what I did after they asked me questions. But I was interested in them first and foremost. Remember, that's what we do. But we always talk to strangers, right? The best way to talk to, when you're working on your contact list, the best way to talk to work with their contact list is to do it with them, right? Teach and train together. Be with them. Don't make them do it on their own. They don't know what to say. Here's some language that came out of, you know, JP and Vince last week ago. Hi, John, it's JP. I'm just heading into a meeting, so can't talk for long, but I want to share something with you. When can we grab a cup of coffee together? Is that fun? Anyone can say that. That's simple language. And I love what they do even further when the person says, well, why don't you tell me right now? He said, well, I'm on the run. I didn't tell you I didn't have much time. Well, but what is it about? You say, you know what? It's really a visual thing. So let's plan a time to get together. That's what you want to say. It's really a visual. I love that. When Vince said that a month ago when he did the training here, I adopted that in my language as well. It's a visual thing, so he really wants you to sit down and take a look at it. And you book a time, right? Always remember and tell your new person they don't have to be perfect. You just do it. You do it over and over and over again, and that's what builds perfection. But you want production before perfection. It's a concept that came out of your Tony Jiri book, Strategic Acceleration. Production before perfection. So don't worry about being perfect. Three concepts they brought up, don't be in a hurry. In other words, we talk about, well, I can't talk for long, but when you're talking to them, it's not hurried voice. Be excited. Always be excited. Excitement is contagious. In fact, that's one of the main cogs that JP and Vince and all the guys from South Africa talk about all the time. They say, we stay excited. We want excitement to flourish in the first 3 to 6 months. Every moment we want to be excited with our new people. So don't let that wear you down. Make sure you're there with excitement, because this is their future. You're building a future for people. You're helping them build their futures, right? So you want to be excited about it. Smile on the phone. When you smile on the phone, it'll come across. When you're in a crabby mood, don't get on a phone. Do some jumping jacks, run around the block, do something to get your blood flowing so you can be up. Yeah, right? Smile on the phone. Contagious. C is the which is the third part of the four basics is of course the present, right? Show the plan, present it. Now there are multiple choices to give like a one-on-one presentation or a group meeting. You saw JP's on Tuesday night on Manatech Now, right? Everybody saw that, or you can go back and look at it, and you can pick and choose what you like from that, what you didn't like, how much of it you want to use or whatever. The one that Vince did, he did a short abbreviated one on a Tuesday Night Live back in May when he, was it May when he came? No, July when he came. Sorry, I'm already jumping back too far. Yeah, in July when Vince came, he was on Tuesday Night Live and did a very abbreviated section. We're going to be picking up on that, showing the four quadrants and all that analysis, and doing that next Tuesday night here at Manatech Now. Next Tuesday night. So you can take a peek at that one. I think it's also posted on Manatech's website so that you can see Vince's a little bit or again, participate on next Tuesday night. But you want to build the skill to be a good one-on-one presenter. You want to get that down. It's not long. It shouldn't be anywhere near the content. The JP's is really long. You can choose to do it that long. Our choice is to keep it. We want the whole thing to be, you know, what I do on a one-on-one presentation, maybe take 20 minutes. People aren't going to listen to you for an hour. What he did on stage, you might have an people, when you're doing one-on-ones, they're not going to listen for an hour. You want to get your content down to about 20 minutes to get them intrigued, excited, and see that this can make a difference in their life, right? That's what's important about it. And then when they go to a meeting, either they get a one-on-one presentation with you, or they go to a home meeting, or they go to your biweekly meetings you're having in your community, wherever that is, or you send them to a meeting, you send them, you know, to the Manatech website to watch JP or to watch Vince. What do you do next when you call them? You always stay positive. What did you like best about what you saw? And then whatever they talk about is what you get them more information on. Go, great, listen, I've got some more information on that. Would you like to look at somebody and you could follow up with that? If they're not ready to close, which most people don't necessarily be able to, are ready to close in the moment, but if they're not ready to close, you want to make sure they're getting more information. Get them more information. And so that you said to them, hey, let me get some more information to them. But you don't want to drop the ball there. You always want to follow up with, if I give you this information, when's the quickest you can go through it? My whole concept in this business is I never let somebody go as a prospect without having a specific time frame in which I'm going to get back to them. And it's usually a specific exact time. So if they say, well, Mary Jo, if you send it out today, I probably can look at it tomorrow. I got an open day so I can. I say, great. So if I call you back tomorrow at 6, does that work for you? And we can talk further. Yeah, 6 will work fine. Good, great. Can't wait to talk to you then. All right, talk to you. And that's the way it looks, right? So I have a specific date. I have a specific date with them to follow up with whatever I send them. If they're not ready to close, then you want to get them into another meeting, right? You don't want them to just be out there, you know. Some of you go, well, I just haven't gotten this person closed. I said, well, what do you do with them next? And they go, well, no, I've just kind of been dripping on them a little bit. And I go, no, keep them in the active mode. Keep them in the active mode. Okay, what is active mode? Active is that I'm taking them out to lunch, you're going to another meeting, inviting them to the next meeting coming along. This is a critical nature of having multiple meetings going on. So you have at least 2 every month in your area. You want to make sure that you're available for one-on-ones, home parties, home meetings. You want to show that kind of involvement. So there's always some place for them to go that you can take them to the next one to get them more information. So if they're not ready to close, get them to another meeting, right? That's what you want to do. If you want to earn $1 million, and I love this statement they made, if you want to earn $1 million in this business, you can't approach it with a $170 attitude. And I think that's what some of us do. I think some of us look at the check that we're making and we start talking from that perspective. Well, you're never going to get out of the check that you're making if you talk that way. You've got to visualize and start looking at what I'm going to be a millionaire out of this business. You watch the people cross the stage in the Millionaire Club. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to make $1 million in this industry. So to do that, what do we need to do? We need to visualize ourselves making $1 million in this industry. That doesn't mean you're going to get a $1 million check tomorrow. you know, your check tomorrow might be $150, but you know that you know by the end of this year it's going to be $500 or $1,000. By the end of next year it'll be $5,000. By the end of the next year it'll be $10,000. All of a sudden you're in the million-dollar club. Pretty awesome. But you got to take that attitude today. Be that person you want to be. And then ham-bam was one of their terminology they use that I love so much. Have a meeting, book a meeting. So when you have a meeting, you book a meeting. You have a meeting, a home party, you book a meeting out of it. You have somebody, you do a one-on-one, you have a meeting with somebody, you say, when's our next meeting? All right, you book another meeting. Well, I'm not sure I'm ready yet. I'd like to run this by one of my friends. Great, why don't we do it together? I'd love to work with you, and let's just, we'll almost like assume that you're already in the business. We'll go and meet with him and talk about together with him. How would you like that? And they love that because now they see your commitment and your willingness to be a part of their lives and support them through their growing this business, right? So have a meeting, book a meeting. Ham, bam, write it down. I love that thing. And then finally, the close. Developing a closing skill is critical. There are too many people in Manatech today that don't even have the confidence to ask. I mean, when I do a presentation with somebody, my first thing out of my mouth, are you ready to get started? And sometimes I don't even ask. I just pull out an application form and say, all right, great. So this is what we talked about. This is what we're doing. How would you like to get started? What's the best pack for you? And go through that process. Because I have the confidence that they're ready to get started because they chose to meet with me. They didn't have to make that choice. I had them saying yes 100 times in the presentation to different things because I get them in a positive mode. And so I'm ready to close. But you need to develop a closing skill. And if you understand what their why is, if you found out either by the first time you met them, they talked about, you know, what happened in with the economy the way it is, they've had to dig into their kids' college funds and there's no money left there and they're, you know, in their teens now and they're worried about it. You know, you build that. You say, so are you ready to get closed and get started on rebuilding that college fund for your kids? You know, you only got 2-3 years left and this is a perfect vehicle to accelerate that process and fill that fund. You know, so you tie it into their why. The other thing, what if somebody says no when you go, are you ready to get started? What if they say they're not ready yet? You know what? Here's some language that came directly from the South Africans, which I love too. I said, they go, hey, I'm glad you said that. You're glad they said no. I'm not ready to get started yet. Hey, listen, I'm glad you're honest with me and told me that. Why not come to the upcoming meeting we got next Tuesday night or whenever it might is to get more information so you can make a qualified decision? Great language, right? That's the kind of language you can use with people. So you don't shut them down because they say they're not ready. You build them up because when you make people feel better, they're going to be more likely to join you. When you knock people down, they're going to run the opposite direction. So don't make somebody feel bad. Don't guilt them into something. I know that's the way old salesy types, drove me crazy. This is about supporting and encouraging people. That's what you want to be, the supporter, the encourager. And so you constantly are doing that. Even if they say no to you, you even find ways to support and encourage them. And then practice, practice, practice more. It's about doing the basic things great. That's what they kept saying over and over again. This business is about doing the basic things great. What are the four basics that we have to the business? Contact list, contact invite, present, and close, right? Basic. Core basics are four basics. All right, then what else do I give my new person? Daily action tracker is a must. I give them the daily action tracker. I think I copied it on the outline for all of you, and you can all find it, of course. It's readily available on Manatech's website as well, so in the Manatech Resource Library. I give my new people now today a daily contact list, but I tell them, this is what we work off of. It's what helps our consistency in our behavior. But I'm going to support you as we go through. I mean, don't get overwhelmed by it, but let's start with it just as a tool that you get adjusted to it and learn how to use it. Okay? And they go, great. And that's what we do. So I get them accustomed to it and using it, but not like it's like the law of the land. If they don't do it, they're fired. We don't do that with people. But I want them to get accustomed to it right out of the box because consistency is absolutely crucial. I think it's the one reason today that North America is flailing in this business. You know, in the United States, we're not seeing a lot of growth in Manatech. In fact, I think we grew 1 month this summer. But the idea is, one of the reasons we're not growing is because we're not consistent. We're on again, off again. We go up, we go down. Our life is blowing in the wind. That's not happening in South Africa, people. Those guys are adamant about and clear about consistent behavior because they understand doing the core basics great. Doing the basics great is what makes a difference in this business. So let's get down with the basics and do them great and do them consistently. So you have that. All of us, like I said, and I'm even using a daily action tracker now, and I didn't historically. I mean, I get on again, off again, on again. I'm so tired of on again, off again. I want to be on again forever again. You got it? That's my – we're putting a new poster in our office, on again, forever again, right? So we're never going to stop using a daily action tracker. It's part of our life because it's clear. It screams at you when you're not doing something. And we need to have that ever present in our face. If I want to build this business, what do I need to be doing? I need to be doing the daily actions. I need to be doing them well. And I need to be doing them every day and being consistent. So embrace the power of consistency. And the other part of that power of consistency that came out strong with these guys was when they kept saying, I heard it over and over again, especially from JP. He said one of the most impactful statements that his person who signed him up. By the way, the person who signed up JP today is a regional director. JP is a silver presidential. Are you getting this? So it doesn't, not everybody runs with this. They may get the concepts, but they don't have their belief system and they don't have that steely focus to accomplish it. Because it takes that. It takes that steely focus to accomplish it. But his person that presented this to him said, you know what, JP, if you show the plan 1,000 times, you'll never have to work another day in your life. And that was awesome to him. He broke it down. He says, well, if I show the plan, how many times a day would that take? Blah, 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 blah. You know, so he built it all. He says, okay, if I do it 4 times a week, if I do it 4 times a week, and you multiply that out, it'll take you 5 years to get to a point where you're totally financially independent, 5 years. And he said, that's great. It's a 5-year plan. I show the plan 4 times a week, and in 5 years, I never have to work another day in my life. He loved it. So he broke it down, and he said that. And you know what? His comment to us in the room was this. You know what? If you were in traditional marketing and you only showed your product 4 times a week, you'd be fired. You would be fired. So what's it about us that we're not showing the plan 4 times a week? Good question, isn't it? It's only a question you can answer for yourself. But in any other marketing job, you would be fired. So he said, that's easy. He could see that happening, and he had no problem. Show the plan 1,000 times, I can do that. So it might work for, you know, some of your young people to talk about. If you can work these numbers out with somebody and say, how would you like to never have to work another day of your life? What's your game plan to do that right now? Who has a game plan? No one in a JOB has a game plan to work 5 years and never work another day in their life unless they're 60 years old and they want to retire at 65. But I'm talking about 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. Where's your 5-year plan that you retire after 5 years? That's what this is. It's a 5-year retirement plan, but it could be a 2-year retirement plan. It just depends. JP got the presidential in 11 months. He didn't mess around. He showed the plan a lot, but he still, even at, you know, at getting the presidential, when you're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, you're still working. When you're making $1 million, $1.5 million, maybe you're not working anymore. But at $50,000, $60,000 a year, you're probably still supporting an organization, helping them grow. And most of us, when we get to that level, what we want to do is help others get to that level. That's my whole goal, is to help people who are committed to being presidential director get to presidential director. That's what I want for my life. In fact, we're conceptualizing right now, putting together a dream team of people that are really committed. Because you can look around in your organization, and some of you might have 20, 30, 40, 500, 5,000. I don't know how many people. We're all built differently. But how many people in your organization are committed to the daily action tracker and making so many show the plans a week? You've got to start. If you're committed to doing this, and you're going to make this happen, you want to surround yourself with other people committed to doing it as well. Don't get stuck in those that say, well, I'll talk to one person a week and then spend all your time with those people. That will not get you where you want to go. You build a whole culture around show the plan, you know, daily action tracker, doing the four core, great. That's your goal. And being consistent. Embrace the power of consistency. And then they talked about teaching the importance of the skills because, you know, a lot of people say, well, this is a business of just going out and talking to a lot of people. And no, there are basic core skills you've got to get great at. And those skills are what? The core skills of, you know, showing the plan. You want to get skills, contact, building a list, contacting, inviting. That's a skill. How do you contact and invite people? Presentations are skills. And closing are skills. You want to build those skills with people. When they get those core skills down, which is contact and invite, is how do I talk to people? You got to build listening skills. All those are developmental stages. So, you know, he talked about, hey, take a day off, one day just to figure out how to build a list and become proficient at that. Teach and train yourself and do it over and over again, you get great. And take a day off to figure out how to contact and invite. What's one day in your life when we watch how much time we waste every day of our life? If this is going to build you millions of dollars down the road, what is it like for you to just take a day off and become an expert on contact and inviting? Read all the books, gather the information, outline it all, say what it is over and over, use the language, go exercise, practice with people, see what works for you and what doesn't, and now you're proficient. Instead of just playing at it, treat it as a profession and it'll reward you as a profession. Presentations as well. I know we've had some problems with that because we've seen different presentations. In fact, I've gotten a few from my organization saying, Mary Jo, will you review this? Will you review this? Because it's changing with the three-point plan. But that if you're good at doing presentations and you get the basics down, it's really easy to take on new material, incorporate it in, and run with it. So we need to be good at that basic core presentation. And then how to close. Be great at how to close. So if you need to take time off to really develop the skills in each of these, then take the time off and do it, right? But it's not a month, it's a day. Build the skills. Always work on being better, perfecting the skills. And then, of course, attending all the trainings. That's one thing they bought. Every monthly training on Saturdays, everybody attends. They got to attend the trainings, the regionals, the super regionals, the nationals. Show up. Showing up is what causes you to succeed. Showing up. You've got to show up. If you don't show up, you're not interested. It already shows that you don't believe. Your belief system's shot or you're not interested or it's not good. You know, the attitude's wrong. You show up. And the last thing I put in the outline, responding to standard responses and objections. You'll never be good until you get over your own objections. And that's something you've got to dig down deep and say, where are my problems with this? And start uncovering those and then getting some teaching and training to overcome those because you'll carry those objections with you the rest of your life. And I went through a great exercise, you know, probably a year into networking where they sat me down and they said, okay, how many of you feel like this is expensive? How many of you feel like this? Write down the three most common objections you get from people when you share. And some of those came out. And the woman looked at us and she said, the reason they're coming up for you is because you have them yourself. And that was so fascinating to me. And I came to the realization as she taught and trained that I'm never going to be good at this unless I overcome my own issues around it. And I look at Amber Toast today, and some people might say, well, yeah, Mary Jo, it is expensive. I go, are you kidding me? Look at what it does for people and then tell me whether you think it's expensive. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have had phenomenal amounts of testimonials. We don't use them anymore because of the Texas AG, but every day we create new ones. I have ones that just happened in my organization in the last 6 to 12 months that knock my socks off. They're better than any of the ones I heard for the first 10 years I was in Manatech. People are still having those phenomenal results. We just don't hear about them all the time. But the idea is, people, that, you know, if you think Amber Toast is expensive, you're never going to be able to go out and market it. Expensive is not the issue. It's the quality of the product, what it is, what it represents to the human body. If a bulk Amber Toast costs $500, I would buy it every month. because I know the value to the human body. Right? So you got to get over those objections to stuck your stuff on, and the same with your brand new people. You have to make sure that if there's something stopping them, it's going to forever stop them. But they're stopping themselves. It's not the industry. It's not the model. It's not anything except themselves. And then have confidence in your business. Again, build that belief system around your business. And some of the ways we do that is we talk about the statistics. And other things that we do, we talk about who loves this business. You know, first, I put in the outline today, 170, I looked at the statistics, I went to the Direct Selling Association website before I completed this outline, $178 billion in sales last year, in 2013, $178 billion in sales. So if somebody says, you know, is this a pyramid scheme? Is this one of those shams? $178 billion were sold through the network marketing model last year, 2013, worldwide. And you think it's a pyramid scheme? 96 million people are doing this business around the world. 16.8 million alone in the United States. 16.8 million people do network marketing in the United States today. And you think it's a pyramid scheme? I mean, some people don't understand the greatness, the hugeness of these statistics. So you need to have those readily available. The other thing that you can talk about in supporting you on your business is who are the people that are backing this business? People like Richard Branson, you know, the multi-billionaire who's got, I don't know, 100 companies, Virgin, everything, right? He loves network marketing. Donald Trump loves network. Robert Kiyosaki loves network. Stephen Covey loves, network marketing. A couple of years back, I put out a Wall Street Journal article for everybody and all these quotes from people all over, Darren Hardy, Paul Zane Pilzer, Stephen Covey, Kiyosaki, Ray Chambers, Teresa Day, all these things that talked about just endorsing direct selling. There are a ton, but have those names readily available off your tongue so you can talk about those people because people have heard of those. People have heard of Richard Branson and Virgin. Everything Virgin, right? He owns his own island today, the guy's so wealthy. Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, all those guys, Stephen Covey. Have those names readily off your tongue so you can talk about people who absolutely professionals out there, brilliant men that have made millions of dollars. And you look at some of the things that people are investing in today. It's network marketing companies. Some of your major investors out there that are world-renowned are also putting money in network marketing industry because they love the industry. So, okay, people, so ready, set, done. Good. Hope you enjoyed the call. I know for some of you are going, well, Mary Jo already knew all this, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I think it's new. It's time we review some of the things we think we know and we hammer them back in a way that we really get them ingrained in us. And that's why I wanted to do this call on just signed up an All-Star, now what? Manage your people well. Support them well, and you'll create incredible results. So let's go out there together and make a difference because we need to be out there doing this. I mean, it's working for hundreds and thousands of people, so let's make sure we're out there doing our best job because we have one of the greatest missions of saving kids from malnutrition out there, and I sure want to see that whole take fruition and hold. Okay, everybody, any last-minute questions, comments? A lot of you are going probably, well, I better start sharing the plan so or learning what to share because I don't have any all-stars to sign up yet. Well, that's true too. And that's why I'm suggesting you go to those different locations to find out how to share the plan. And maybe we'll do a training on Monday call for that as well because I have no problem with that. I love sharing the plan. So, and there are varieties. You don't have to do it just one way. Find one that works for you. Okay. All right, guys, I'll talk to you again back to Monday call next Monday as well. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make things happen. Use that daily action tracker and follow Jason Lester. Yeah, look in your community for events that you can use to really, you know, maybe sponsor, become a sponsor and get the word out on M5M. Okay, everybody, thanks.